AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hermine was a hurricane when it hit Florida's Big Bend region yesterday. The small Gulf Coast community, Deckel Beach, hit hard by the storm surge and the high winds.
A lot of walls blowed out, docks gone.
It breaks your heart, but ain't nothing you can do about it, but we fix it up and go on.
A homeless man was killed south of Gainesville when a tree fell on him. Power outages were extensive, especially in the capital, Tallahassee. Forecasters now say Tropical Storm Hermine has rolled through southeastern Georgia and is now about 60 miles west of Cape Lookout, North Carolina. Tropical storm warning in effect from North Carolina to New Jersey. Forecasters expect Hermine to strengthen back into a hurricane by Monday morning off the Maryland-Delaware coast as it moves to the north. President Obama is in China for his final G20 summit. White House correspondent Mark Smith with more.
Aides insist this is no lame duck summit for the president, who has a big to-do list on security, climate, and trade. Obama plans to make a forceful case for his Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, which advisor Ben Rhodes says will not only open more markets to U.S. goods, it'll demonstrate U.S. leadership in the vital Pacific Rim.
It's essential to our economic growth. It's essential to our security interests. It's essential to our ability to stand up for our values in the world.
Problem is, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump say they oppose the deal, and Congress is unlikely to pass it before Obama leaves office. Mark Smith, Washington.
Nine people have died in a rash of unsolved killings that began in January in Anchorage, Alaska. The AP's Rachel DeOro reports that little has been released.
Police are saying they're homicides, and they're not saying how most of them died. They're not giving any details. They're not saying what kind of connections, if any, the three cases involving two people each there are. We have very little information.
This is AP Radio News. The latest AP Gen Forward survey of young adults by the Black Youth Project at the University of Chicago with the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds a majority of those questioned don't trust either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump when it comes to border security. Jackie Quinn with more.
Among young people overall, 47% say they think Donald Trump would be better at securing the border. 26% say Clinton would be, and 18% say neither. But among whites, Trump is preferred by 57% compared to 19% for Clinton.
Most of those surveyed also oppose deporting all immigrants who are in the country illegally and favor creating a pathway to citizenship for those people. The Pakistan military will search with helicopters today for two Utah climbers missing on an icy mountain peak that's been encased by thick clouds and snowfall for days. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.